This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
An improvement to your day. I think that as we were thinking about talking through this past year, we just have decided, no. I don't know whether it's because there are regrets. There will always be, at the end of a year, people say, I wish I'd have done this that way, or I wish I'd have done that this way. But what good is it? Because that's the past. There's nothing ever gained by looking at the past. Hopefully you've learned some lessons. Maybe you move ahead and you don't have to worry so much. I worry is, somebody who was very close to me used to say, worrying is just a prayer for what you don't want. I think that's really very appropriate. A lot of people get angry. A lot of people are full of fear. The universe has given us something from which to learn, i.e. this whole problem and how to deal with it. And people are always talking about the stats, Victoria. By the way, this is the DJV program. Jennifer's on vacation this week. Victoria Keelan and I are here to just bring you around to hopefully a good shape, a good form, a good focus for the new year. The comparatives always come out. At the end of the year, I think this is useless. Useless. This is a Freudian slip. I think this is useful, looking at numbers, because so many doctors have taken an inside look. The spotlight is on COVID, and these people died. And the reality is the number of people who died, we were talking about the Chinese and how they've created this market for opioids by making them so cheap. Fentanyl is also something, a product that they are proud of out of Wuhan. I don't know if they're proud of it, but that's where it comes from. Do you know last year, you know, we keep talking about COVID and how many hundreds of thousands of people died. Last year, Victoria, the number of people in our country who died from prescription opioids was 232,515. Mm. That's opioid deaths last year. The number of drug overdoses by themselves of other substances in our country, 67,367. And this is, you know, you look at the number of people, the highest death rate in the country, and I know this isn't very uplifting, but I think it's sobering for us to look at these things, because so many doctors have misreported how people have died, and that has laid fear into, you know, layers of fear into all this COVID stuff. The number of drug overdoses per 100,000 people in West Virginia, what do you think it is? Take a guess. West Virginia. It's the highest rate in the country.
Yeah, I know.
54 people out of every 100,000 are croaking in West Virginia because of all of the drugs, the easy drugs that are available that you can get, you know, for
there are
nothing.
These hot spots around the country. West Virginia is one of them. There's I forget the name of it, but there's a specific town in New Hampshire that has that has really kind of been in the top five in the country.
I think it's Plymouth, but I'm not, I think it's
maybe.
Plymouth,
There's a town in, I think, in Western Mass that also has a huge problem.
Great Barrington.
It's horrible. You see these hot spots popping up and out in, you know, Seattle and Portland. It's just, it's horrible. I don't even know what the answer is. How do we get people off this stuff?
I don't know. There's another side to this. There's, we're always talking about alcohol and what it does to you. You know, if you have too much alcohol in your system, the Russians are most noted for this. What is that? Fetal alcohol syndrome. A lot of people that are putting their children up for adoption in Russia, they're all, you know, 90% of Russia is, they're alcoholics. Because what else do you do, I guess? And, you know, and I don't say that with a smile on my face. I've been in Russia a couple of times, and I can see why you want to be a drunk there, because it's a horrible place. Living, I mean, what we don't, even though, you know, we're talking about West Virginia and things like that, places that are tough in our country where there are a lot of problems, I can't imagine any place, and I've been fortunate to be able to travel to 40 different countries and been in every state in our country, where it is, where you wouldn't be able to live as well as you do here. Certainly not in China. That's the standard they want to put, you know, the rest of us in the world through. They want us to live according to their standards. And we're suckerballing ourselves into doing that because of how we've, you know, let them come into our lives and overcome us in the last 40, 45 years. And they were smart enough to figure out, what did you say last week, that we live on 4-year plans and they live on a 100-year plan? And they, you know, how it is that, wasn't it, was that you that said that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I remember those things. You know, that's the kind of stuff that sticks in my mind. And I guess I probably should have remembered from studying Chinese history when I was in college, but a lot of that stuff, you know, it's in and it doesn't always stick. I have more religion, remember the religions of China that I studied when I was in school, and how, you know, the communists, with the advent of the communist era, they wiped all of that out. Any reference to any religion, whether it's the old Chinese traditions, Taoism, etc., Gonzo, anything that's new or modern, and they consider Christianity to be a new religion, because Taoism goes back 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 years or more. And, you know, there's just, no, the religion is communism. That's what everybody needs to live by, although that's been, you know, they're having a real problem with Christianity. Muslims, we all know what they're doing to the Muslims, and they did the same thing to the Christians for a while until they couldn't get away with it anymore. No, they'd incarcerate them. They'd throw them in camps. And there are, what, 400,000 or 500,000 Muslims living in work camps in China now? I think. I don't know why. If you're a Muslim, I suppose you make up your mind to be a Muslim if you are in China, if you're a Chinese person. But if you were a Muslim and you wanted to live, why would you want to live in China?
Well, because they're ethnic Muslims that have been there for centuries.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but you wouldn't go there to live there if you were a Muslim.
People aren't moving there because they're choosing. Yeah, they're there because that's the land that they've always lived on. And that's just how the Chinese treat people. Look at what they've done to Tibet for how many centuries?
Hong Kong, they want to wipe out all that. You know, it's just, and when do we just wake up to it as much as anything else? Waking up to it. Speaking of that, waking up to what's going on in England, there is a post-Brexit trade deal that's been announced that may make it easier at the end of the week. This went on and on and on and on. And on, and it affects America and Americans, mostly, well, I suppose in part because Britain is so close to us in many ways, but, you know, they're close to the European Union as well. And so what are they doing? What have you seen in the reading between the lines? They've got this deal. How does it affect your family in Ireland or the rest of you know, these people are all allies, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But how is it reshaping? What's life going to be like in Ireland once this goes through midnight on the 31st, right?
Well, I don't think anything in the short term is going to be that drastic. The way they structured this deal, it's not really, great. It's not great for England or for the UK, because they have now taken themselves out of the most powerful trading bloc on the planet.
Yep.
So, and now they don't have a seat at that table. So whatever new rules and regulations that the European Union comes up with, England has to just go along with it. They have no vote. So it was kind of stupid in that sense that they were, you know, that was part of the deal. The EU said, look, you know, you don't get a seat at the table unless you're a member. They wanted to have control over their own destiny, so now they're going to. I think what it's going to mean, I think you're going to see Scotland officially pull out of the EU. Scotland has wanted to be an independent nation again for a while now. I think that this new setup is going to facilitate that. And I think that for right now, with the restrictions and all the paperwork and customs and all that stuff, that didn't exist in the EU. You went from country to country seamlessly. And so now anybody wanting to do business with the UK or the UK wanting to do business with the rest of Europe, there's so much red tape now that was not there before. They don't have to pay any tariffs, which is a good thing, but beyond that, it's going to be clunky for business. And so just on the island of Ireland right now, between the North and the Republic, there are more and more business deals happening on the island, which is actually really good. So we may see, I mean, this has been speculated now for a while, but now that this deal has gone through, I think in the next couple of years we'll see Scotland become an independent nation. And I would not be surprised if we don't see Ireland become one unified country, where the North and the Republic will just become blended into one actual country, and the UK will have to give it up. Boris Johnson doesn't care about the North of Ireland at all, so he would probably be the one guy who would sell it or do whatever he would do, but he'd probably be the one person to say, you know what, I don't care, let them go. They're not doing anything for us.
But why is that up to one person?
That's well, the prime minister. He's the one who pushed this all through.
You know,
so you know,
that shouldn't be up to one. It shouldn't be up to one person. At any rate, it's a beautiful place. Beautiful Ireland, England. And I would like to be able to spend more time there.
I've never been to Scotland, but I've heard great things too.
Yeah. It's more of the same. It's kind of more
rougher
of the same.
Rougher terrain. Yeah, different terrains.
Yeah, they're rougher. Yeah. The people are rougher there, too. You know, I think Sean Connery. Representative, he was a tough guy, and that's what you know, the Scottish, it's the terrain is rougher and the people are rougher, at least in my experience anyway, but still a neat, really great place to go. 16 after the hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan. You know, we talk a lot about improving our sleep. I was looking into, you and I were talking off the air, or was it on the air? I don't remember, about the ingredients.
You told me about
that.
Selenium.
Off the air, or was that on the air? I don't remember.
Off the air, yeah.
Off the air, okay. Some of the things, Calitrin basically is a very simple collagen protein combo with digestive enzymes, but it also has other things in it. For example, a lot of prebiotics. You're familiar, Victoria, with the benefits of prebiotics, right?
Mm-hmm. I take them every day. Yep.
Yeah. Well, one of the things they do, you should sleep like a baby, man. Prebiotics help improve your sleep very, very, you know, and this is the kind of stuff, if you get a better night's sleep, you won't need a nap. And naps are, you know, good 15, 20-minute naps like I have, 30-minute naps, great. But a lot of people are sleeping an hour and a half in the daytime, and that increases your stroke risk, man. If there's anything I'm finding out more about, it's the risk of stroke and stuff like that, since I may have had a TIA 3 or 4 months ago. This is, if you get enough rest, it may offset a genetic predisposition that you have for heart disease. So you need to get a good night's rest. That's one of the many benefits from taking Calitrin. Calitrin is the go-to way to lose weight, as far as I'm concerned. Healthiest weight loss program in the world is found at toploss.com. And then again, the other benefits that you get by listening to some of the info that's at the website. You can talk to the counselors there about it. Get your own counselor to support you. All the clinical studies prove one thing, that Calitrin works. Go to toploss.com. Check out what it is, why you need it, where you get it, how much it costs, all that great stuff. And buy two for the price of one now using the DJV code. Yep, a month of Calitrin is free. 2 months is free. If you buy a two-month product, that's it. And the weight loss benefits are so superb. And that's something to think about as you make your New Year's resolution. Stick by your resolution to lose weight. Do it the easy way. The slow way is the best way, because then you keep the weight off. Go to toploss.com and check it out.
Is the cost of finishing a basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker, dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's get into what's trending this hour on the DJV program. A new feature of the show is to take trending items and give them a little of the light of day, if you will. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan here, 23 after the hour. The Dancing with the Stars champion is Caitlin Bristow. Mm-hmm. She and her boyfriend apparently have something not to celebrate because they both... She was on The Bachelorette, too, you told me, I think, right?
She was The Bachelorette, yep. And then she became a fan favorite, and then she won Dancing with the Stars this season, which was a really fun season. And so she and her boyfriend, Jason, they were quarantining so that they could spend Christmas with her family. And then what happened was right before Christmas, I think Christmas Eve or maybe even the day before Christmas Eve, they found out that they had not let anyone in the house. They had not gone near anybody. They were really strict about the two-week quarantine with one exception. And they let a friend of theirs who had been tested every day because the person was a frontline worker. And so, and we don't know, they're keeping that person's identity anonymous, obviously. So we don't know if it was someone who worked in a hospital or in healthcare or a teacher. But anyway, that person had been tested every single day because of their job. And it turns out they hung out one time together with this person. And then the next day, the person called them back and said that they were positive for the virus. And so now Caitlin and her boyfriend Jason got it. Apparently, they both got it pretty badly. Jason got it worse. He had a 103 fever. He said he was sleeping in a pool of sweat. He had body aches completely all throughout his body. And he said they did an Instagram video together. They both looked pretty sick. And he said, shame on us. We didn't stick to our own plan. We thought it was safe to let one person, you know, into our bubble. And there you go. It just, that's how this virus is. So that's one person that they let in. Can you imagine people, and we, you know, have plenty of people in our lives that, you know, acted like Christmas was the same as it always was. And this is what Dr. Fauci keeps warning. After all these holiday gatherings, we're going to see more and more spikes. Because look how easy it is. And this person was tested every day and still got the virus and spread it. So it's a good lesson for everybody else, you know. Do what you want to do, but, you know, you can, in some cases, you could be taking your life or someone else's life on your hands, yep. You know, and for people just to what? Be selfish because they need to hang out with people?
Pretty selfish. Yep. It's pretty selfish. I was listening to, I was talking about going down to Pennsylvania over the weekend to pick up a tractor, and on the way down, on the way back, I was listening to a lot of good radio, mostly Christmas music, but I found a few stations that have my kind of music, that is, the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, kind of, and one of the guys, one of the disc jockeys said, "You won't hear Taylor Swift on this station," which I thought was kind of, I don't know, kind of cute. Well, but I mean, she's not a part of that musical era, and I think there's plenty of her to go around in the genres, the pop music genre, country music, although you said that she had her name taken down from the Grand Ole Opry or something. What went on?
Yeah, this is interesting. Her fans, the Swifties, are not really loving this, but because she was scrubbed from the famous Nashville mural that pays homage to country music legends, and she was replaced by Brad Paisley, who arguably he is much bigger right now in the country world than Taylor is, because Taylor has gone more towards, you know, pop. But her most recent album, two albums, are very folk-oriented. So she's gotten play again on country music stations. But, yeah, so her fans were not that happy that they've taken her image is gone. And this is at Legends Corner, which is a bar next to the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. And so now the painting includes, the mural has Brad Paisley, Keith Urban, Reba, Dolly, Blake Shelton, and Willie Nelson.
Wow. There you go. The times, they are a-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, passing this past weekend, Phil Niekro, some people pronounce it right, Niekro, I always call him Niekro. He was a knuckleballer, 318 wins in his career, passed away at the age of 80. Remember, the Baseball Hall of Fame had cancer. But he was one of those names, man. He was one of those famous names. 28 after here on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 33.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nashville, Tennessee officials on Sunday named Anthony Warner as the bomber in the Christmas Day explosion and said he died on the scene. He was present when the bomb went off and he perished. Don Cochran, the U.S. Attorney General for the Middle District of Tennessee, said during a press briefing. DNA from human remains recovered at the scene matched that from known DNA belonging to Warner. The FBI said it matched the RV's VIN number to a registration belonging to Warner. Law enforcement said they're still investigating a motive behind the incident. President Trump signed the coronavirus relief bill Sunday. Although the package gives billions of dollars to other people around the world, it only gives Americans $600. The House will vote later today to try to extend the money to $2,000 per eligible American. Texas Republican Representative Michael Burgess tells Fox Speaker Nancy Pelosi has given lawmakers no information to vote on yet.
We'll see today what comes out of the Speaker's office.
We are USA Radio News.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The playoff picture in the National Football League became clear this weekend. Breaking down the games, USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
Week 16 action in the NFL Sunday saw the Pittsburgh Steelers clinch the AFC North by scoring 21 second-half points to beat Indianapolis 28-24. The Jacksonville Jaguars clinched the number one pick in next year's draft with a 41-17 loss to the Chicago Bears. The Kansas City Chiefs clinched the number one seed in the AFC playoffs with a 17-14 win over Atlanta. The Green Bay Packers rolled the Tennessee Titans 40-14. The Dallas Cowboys kept themselves alive in the NFC East race with a 37-17 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. After Washington's 20-13 loss to Carolina, the Cowboys and the football team are now tied atop the division at 6-9. And the Seattle Seahawks clinched the NFC West title with a 20-9 win over the LA Rams. It's their first division crown since 2016. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Did you see the Titans-Packers game with all that snow last night? That's why Lambeau Field is the frozen tundra. Monday Night Football will be in Foxborough, just outside Boston, as the Patriots host the really good Buffalo Bills. Current Foxborough temperatures are in the 20s with 89% humidity. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. On a sad note, it was announced by the International Bluegrass Music Association that musician Tony Rice has died. Rice died on Christmas morning at the age of 69. Tony once said his first big influence was guitarist Clarence White and the Kentucky Colonels. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Preparing your brain for what's next. That's our job here, at least in part on the DJV program, planning ahead. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer is off. I'm Doug Steffen. It's National Call a Friend Day. National Call a Friend Day. Reminding you, take a couple of minutes, pick up the phone. Yes! Hooray! The phone! Wow! What a concept! Don't use your device to send somebody a text. That's the most unfriendly, that and email, but texting especially, just so unfriendly. Pick up the phone! I was talking to a friend of mine last night from college. Haven't talked to him for, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 years, and he called me out of the blue because he's a Facebook friend. Victoria, and he wanted to know if I was feeding. He just saw the picture of me in the hospital in September. So he's obviously not following me too closely when he calls. Is you all right? I said, yeah, I'm great. Thank you very much. I've had the same landline phone number for 47 years, 48 years. Oh, so my all my friends know how to reach me. Call me on the phone. That's it. It's your best idea, right? Don't you think? I mean, I know some people.
Yeah.
Right. What? Go ahead.
I made one exception this whole holiday season, and that was for you. I called you. So that,
I love that, it. By the way. Can I tell you something? I really love the fact that you called me.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really very nice. It was very loving, very sweet.
Sure. Lewis and I both said, we're like, because, well, Lewis said, he said, oh, let's FaceTime Doug. And I said, no, I said, I'm going to be cooking at the same time, and I don't want, and I said, and Doug's probably driving, and I said, I do not want to be responsible for him trying to FaceTime
I do it
while
all the
he's
time.
Driving.
I do FaceTime
while
all
you're
the
driving?
Time. With the kids, yeah. With the
that's
kids.
That's dangerous.
Call.
So, anyways, yeah, that's why we called it.
Right. Yeah. Well, they, anyway, well, you see, that's part of the love that we have. That's part of the thing that people love about this program is that we all genuinely love and care about each other. And I'm going to rub Jennifer's nose in it because I usually hear from her on the holidays. And she didn't call me, but you
did. I didn't hear from her either.
No.
I was kind of worried.
She just disappeared?
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I didn't hear from her until late Saturday night.
Oh, you did?
She,
okay. Yeah.
Late Saturday night, she texted me a picture of, I guess they had just gotten around to opening gifts or something.
Yeah.
So she had opened the present that I sent her. But that was really late, and I had, because normally she's right on top of all the holidays.
Yeah.
With reaching out, and, you know, so, yeah, she was behind.
Yeah. Listen. Anyway, you've got a few and limited friends, and the best way to be in, I think, to get the best result from having that friendship is to actually hear their voice. It was, your voice is so friendly and so happy. And it's great to, you know, you give me that giggle, and we were talking about you cooking the turkey. And then I sent you a note afterwards how to turn out, and you said it was a little tough.
Yeah,
so,
it wasn't great. Yeah. But, you know, that's what gravy's for.
Yeah, exactly. Mashed potatoes, gravy, and well-done turkey. That's how it works. That's the way it works. Anyway, so back to National Call a Friend Day. No email, no texting, no Facebook, none of that stuff. Call somebody. This is the holiday season. And between now and perhaps the end of the year, maybe you just pick up the phone. You call, you connect somebody, voice to voice, with the people that you really care about, the friends that are few and far, but the really good friends that are few and far between. So, there's the old word to the wise. Some food news here. Guy Fieri, is that how you pronounce his name? I know that you're a big follower of his. Got a documentary. That is focusing
Big
on
Food
now.
Network star, yeah.
Yeah, the restaurant, the situation with the restaurants. Wasn't it you that was saying in New Jersey, the governor there has said no more shutdowns. We've lost too many restaurants. We've lost too much of too much in the name of this virus. We really have. We've gone off the deep end and have ruined a lot of lives, a lot of businesses, and the upswing on it is not that good when you look at the thousands of people dying from other things. Anyway, so what's Fieri doing? What have you seen this documentary?
I saw a clip of it. I haven't seen the whole thing. I have it DVR'd, but they basically he and Marcus Samuelson, who is another famous chef on Food Network and a celebrity chef, just like Guy Fieri. And so they've gotten together and they put together this documentary to follow four different restaurant stories. And they really just want to try to raise awareness for what this has done. And in New Jersey, the report this morning that came out that a third of all restaurants in New Jersey will not make it through this year. Oof. And so that's pretty rough. And going back to what you said about our Governor Murphy, he was very disappointed with the lack of restaurant support in the new stimulus bill.
Yeah.
And
awful.
So he said as a result of the lack of federal funding, he's not going to shut anything else down. And we've been, our restaurants never closed completely. Our restaurants were reduced to, outdoor dining from the beginning. He loosened up all the restrictions. You can get alcohol to go, which is a huge margin of profit for restaurants. They make a lot more off of alcohol than they do off of food. So, and then since the numbers have kind of, you know, went worse again, we're at 25% indoor capacity. But he's not going to do anything more restrictive than that. Like in New York, indoor dining's completely canceled now. It's been over a week now of no indoor dining whatsoever. And a lot of restaurants in Manhattan are probably just going to close up. So,
yeah,
it's a horrible
fair.
Situation.
It's not, yeah,
no.
It really is. All these people, their livelihoods, a lot of families that have had family restaurants, diners, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it's crazy We've let this thing get to the point of where it is. It really
And the whole point from the very beginning was we were trying to prevent hospitals from getting overcrowded, which some hospitals are at capacity or greater. So if you're in an area where the hospitals are at full capacity, you probably shouldn't be doing indoor dining, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're in a place where the hospitals are not near that dangerous capacity level and you don't have anyone in your world that you're necessarily concerned about getting, like if you don't have anyone that you need to keep extra safe, you can go out to a restaurant. If you get the virus, unless you have underlying conditions, you're probably, you know, maybe you won't even have symptoms, maybe you will. But the point from the very beginning was protecting the most vulnerable. And now we're not really doing that. Somehow we've gotten kind of twisted in it. So, you know, I'm happy that Governor Murphy has done what he has done. You know, he's a Democratic governor. We have a lot of Republicans in New Jersey who just will hate him no matter what he does. But I think he's actually done a really great job. He's a business guy.
Well,
can
we stop doing this kind of stuff?
Be great.
Why can't we just make room for something new? And it isn't even new. It's practical thinking. What's important now to you and your life? If politics is the most important thing in your life, you need to get a life. Because it isn't the most important thing. Family, the things I was just talking about, National Call-In Day, people that you care about. Do you think I give a damn what Victoria's politics are in reality in terms of my relationship with her? I don't give a damn what she thinks. I mean, I do give a damn because it's important to the program, but I don't care. It doesn't structure my relationship with her. What structures
right.
my relationship with her and with Jennifer, my children and I don't agree politically on anything. But do you think I'm going to let that get in the way of how I love them and care for them and take care of them and they pay attention to me? They laugh about my... We all have a good laugh about some of the things that we disagree. That's what it... I mean, what are you going to... You're going to get upset and blow up the city or whatever the hell that idiot did in Nashville? You know, I mean, that's... What are you thinking? What's your priority? What do you care about? And you think
it
makes a bit of difference if... Trump is elected again. I mean, who gives it? Man.
Yeah, it would be really nice if 2021 was the year where we could actually see human beings beyond politics.
Yeah, exactly.
Because everyone's just sort of walking around with a scarlet letter, you know, and like everyone's labeled, well, you're a Republican or you're a Democrat or whatever. And it's just people can't see
Democrats.
Humanity. They just, it's so weird to me. I don't know.
Think about this as you go into the new year. No,
Jen and I say this all the
nothing.
Time. We don't agree politically
Zero.
On pretty much nothing. I've yet to find something that we really agree on, but our real lives together, I mean, I call her my radio sister. Like, we're very close.
It's great. I love to hear you talking about that stuff. So I guess my question maybe, or my thought for the new year, one of the things you can give a moment or two to as you think ahead, because I'm not going to focus a lot in the year in review. I'm going to talk about what we're going to do as we move ahead, what comes after COVID, that sort of thing. So stop if you can. What are you going to do? Maybe you think about it this way. What are you going to stop doing to make room for new and more powerful activities, new and more powerful habits, new and more powerful friends, and a new and more powerful life? Take your life into your hands. Letting politics control your life is what these people want you to do. Then you become like little rats. You follow them around, and they, you know, they're like gerbils in a cage. They want everybody to identify with, so they can, you know, identify good and bad, so they can get their way. You're not. What have you got? This, if there's not a better example, the stimulus check that's $600. That you're going to get. How's that going to help you? Maybe it'll help a few people buy some groceries and that kind of stuff. But you think this $900 billion coronavirus bill does anything except stimulate what politicians want to do to help other politicians in their own pet projects and that crap? Now, somebody asked me a question whether or not the stimulus check was taxable income. I don't have an answer to that.
No one seems to know that yet. We actually we talked with our accountant about that, and there has been no guidelines.
No guidance for anybody. These people that get paid almost $200,000 a year, no guidance, no leadership, nothing on either side. All right, I'm going to go back to the food news. I can feel my blood pressure going up here. And by the way, we'll talk about some of the foods that help you develop high blood pressure as we continue here on the DGV program. A little food news, 45 after the hour. Let's talk for a minute about how your nose being clean will lead you to a healthier life. You can do that right now to ward off the viruses and the flus, the colds, all that sort of thing. Fight back. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E. Do what Victoria's doing. Do what Jennifer's doing. Do what I'm doing. This is the natural. That's why I'm talking about it, because it's an all-natural way, drug-free way to have relief. If you've got sinus congestion, if you've got allergies, if you've got a lot of germs, if you've got a lot of dust in your house, you're going to have a lot of this sort of thing to cope with. At this time of year, everything's closed up. You need to just kind of cleanse those nasal passages. Make good nasal hygiene a New Year's resolution. All right? Navage will get you there. It's an inexpensive way to clean and clear your nose and therefore your body of the things that would invade otherwise. Navage is available online at Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E. It's a really wonderful way to clean the air, literally. N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing underwriter license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org, number 33.
This report is sponsored by Hyundai. Car care is essential, and regular maintenance can improve the performance of your vehicle and save you money. Hyundai is making it much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary basic maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance Program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal factory scheduled maintenance intervals for 3 years, or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's Best Warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
Complimentary Maintenance is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better ownership experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority, and Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid, and in larger sizes so you can take on any cleaning job knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
All right, so you're likely to develop high blood pressure if you eat a lot of, you know, people keep talking about the chocolate and how good it is. Not good for your heart, not good for AFib. I'll tell you that. Cholesterol, things that are full of cholesterol, and we all like them, there's no question about it. The things like margarine. Do you use margarine anymore?
Ew, no, I use grass-fed butter, that's it. Give me real butter or give me nothing.
Yeah. Give me liberty or give me death.
Exactly.
It's 10 before the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Wonder Woman. All right, so we're playing that for a reason, and we won't give it away. But at the end of the movie, in the credits, you'll understand why we're playing that now when you go see Wonder Woman 1984, which debuted this weekend. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with Movie Moments on the DJV program. He saw it. Victoria saw it. I saw it. We all have basically the same reaction to it as do a lot of other people, but because we're all so anxious for a new movie, a big blockbuster, we go to the movies and see it. It was disappointing, I think, Chucker. What did when you had it at your theater in Strasbourg? By the way, Saturday night. I didn't call you. What?
That's horrible. That's horrible. I'm not, now I don't even feel like talking after that commentary. Our theater was closed. No movie theaters in Pennsylvania were allowed to open. So I actually had to watch it. I watched it on HBO Max. My first reaction is, boy, this movie's trapped on my TV screen. This is a movie that should be, it's a big movie, $200 million
movie.
Should play in a movie theater.
Yep.
As it went on, a half hour, 45 minutes in, that feeling of sort of, I started feeling a little deflated. It has one really good action sequence, which is sort of a homage to Raiders of the Lost Ark. But the villain, the main villain, his name is Max Lord, played by Pedro Pascal, who's in The Mandalorian, I think is way over the top and pretty silly. There's a plot device that gets Chris Pine back. The chemistry's still good, but it doesn't feel the same as the first film. It felt, in a lot of ways for me, like I was watching Superman 3 bleeding into Superman 4 back in the day, and that is not a good thing.
Right,
this movie needed to be like Superman and Superman 2, not like 3 and 4. It's eeks of silliness. I love her. She's awesome. I just want to say she's an awesome Wonder Woman and born to play that role the same way Chris Reeve was born to play Superman. So that I always like and admire about her. But the film is, to me, it was a massive disappointment, and I couldn't help feeling very let down when it ended.
You know,
and yet they've greenlit another one.
Which is good. Yeah. Listen, you not the end of the world. You know, you could make a better one and make it better. But the script they used here, to me, is more than half-baked. It needed
Who's supervising? You know, you got to wonder. Patty Jenkins wrote the script. She directed the first one and then directed this one. So somebody in some office someplace said, oh, yeah, let's have her write it.
I think he's the issue. I mean, every, you know, that Superman versus Batman movie, you know, all the Zack Snyder stuff, people end up not liking because it goes way too long. He refuses to cut out anything. And he was one of the writers of this screenplay. And it just, and as it just felt like a Zack Snyder movie. But the thing that really bugged me right from the beginning, and that's when I texted you, Chuck, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. The CGI in the very beginning, when it goes back to the island where Diana's from, it reminded me of the very first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire, when they hadn't perfected the CGI of Spider-Man yet, and he looked like a little stick figure swinging back and forth. That was like the level of CGI. And I was not watching it on, I mean, we've got a 65-inch TV, but that's what we're watching it on. And I saw all this, and I just was so disturbed by it. I couldn't, it just felt so cheap and very... And they had a lot of time, so I don't know. I was really disappointed.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. Well, I love the chemistry between... I'm wondering how they're going to bring Chris Pine back again in the third one.
No, you can't. You can't.
You can't. I don't think you can.
Yeah. Put it to bed.
Yeah. It's too bad because there is genuine... Great. You can tell when there's characters like that and the way they develop their chemistry, you know that they like each other off-screen as well as on-screen. It's just so natural. That feels good. I thought the guy who played the bad guy was a bozo. I think, you know, Victoria's been telling me about all the stuff he's been in. I've never seen the guy before. I thought he was awful. Maybe it's just the role
itself. It's just so over the top. Here's the thing. I think what happened is that they sat in a room when they said, okay, we're going to do a sequel. And we know that Gal Gadot has great chemistry with Chris Pine. And that pairing was awesome in the first film.
Right.
So they said, hey, let's get him back. How do we get him back? So they come up with the villain of Max Lord, who grants people wishes, and she wishes he came back, and he comes back. And that's what they call a plot device. And the way that plays out is it just doesn't feel authentic.
No, it didn't.
And that's problematic. And he as a villain... It got to be bombastically ridiculous, and I think killed the film. But she's okay. Kristen Wiig is Cheetah, although the Yang fight sequence, the CGI is horrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
Then during the credits, there's something that sets the scene for the next one.
Yeah, that's really good. In the last 5 minutes is really good. By the way, it did 16.7 million at the box office. That's the biggest after Corona pandemic opening so far.
Chuck Curry with Victoria Keelan.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.